My art piece, The Medicine Buddha, was a Ming Dynasty sculpture depicting Bei Sujiguru, the Medicine Buddha. The Ming Dynasty lasted from 1368 to 1644. It resulted from a revolt against the Mongol Yuan Dynasty that led to a golden age in Chinese history with many great inventions and cultural advances. In the Buddhist religion, the Medicine Buddha was a sentient being who achieved Buddhahood and became the Buddha of healing in Western paradise. He made 12 great vows to protect all sentient beings and bring peace. The vows were: 1. Illuminate countless realms with his radiances. 2. Awaken all minds with the light of lapis lazuli. 3. Provide sentient beings with the help and supplies they need. 4. Correct heretical views. 5. Help beings follow morals. 6. Heal children with deformities. 7. Heal and help the sick. 8. Help women be reborn as men. 9. Help mental afflictions and delusions. 10. Help the oppressed become free from suffering. 11. Relieve those who hunger and thirst. 12. To help clothe those who suffer and who are destitute. Mahayana Buddhism has spread so much from its birth in India. For example, this statue was founded in China when the Medicine Buddha achieved enlightenment in India. This statue has a very calming nature to it. It is very peaceful and represents healing and calmness. It is a good representation of Buddhism with the Medicine Buddha sitting down in prayer and meditation. I deeply enjoy history and philosophy, and this sculpture really spoke to me because of its age, religious background, and historical presence. After seeing this sculpture, I spent many hours studying about Buddhism and the importance of the Medicine Buddha. I enjoyed this statue because of its historical origins and philosophical presence. This is Robert Ward with another Bulldog Podcast.